patient name, Gina, spelled G-I-N-A, last name Baker, B-A-K-E-R. Date of birth, 1/26 of 66. Date of service, 6/15 of 22. Now, this is a 56-year-old female patient here with complaint of acute onset of middle back pain. She states it started yesterday. She could feel her back cramping up in a contraction-like spasm. She has had back and cramps like this before. It is nothing new to her. She is requesting medication as a anti-inflammatory as well as a muscle relaxer. She feels as though this would help her quite a bit. Period. New paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. She is here today with the single complaint of the back pain. There has furthermore been no change in her voiding habit or defecation. Her urination, she terms, is normal. She denies any flank pain. The back muscle cramp tends to be more in the middle of her back. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 122 over 73, pulse 93, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 97%, current weight 163, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications, all reviewed in the chart. Period, new paragraph, medical history, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroid, hyperlipid, gastroesophageal reflux disease, surgical history, hysterectomy and C-section, social history, one half pack per day of cigarettes. Occasionally will drink alcohol, no drugs, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. No distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thoracomegaly, no masses. No lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. No murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph, examination of the back, obvious muscle tensing associated with her cramping, feels very firm, consistent with her complaint. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, muscle cramp, back strain. Medrol dose pack to be taken as directed, Flexeril 10 milligrams BID, a Toradol injection for pain control for now. Patient does have Motrin 800 at her home that she will continue to take. Patient advised to monitor her symptoms, return back to clinic or call if not improving.